You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Wednesday's local report from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Finessa. Partly cloudy tonight, low temperature around 40 degrees. Then tomorrow, continued cloudy with the high around 60. Then the rain moves back in for the weekend. Right through Friday, cloudy with rain expected. Daytime high temperatures around 60 degrees. Topping Wednesday's report of local news, there's another report of a person on an electric scooter being struck by a car. This one happened on Pierce Avenue in the Falls. The rider of the scooter, a 13-year-old boy, was given first aid on the scene, but was not reported to have any serious injuries. The driver of the car, a 52-year-old male, and his passenger were not reported injured. Police said the driver was cooperating with their investigation, and first reports did not indicate that there were any charges placed. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, this news is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue in the Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Now, they're two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and that means service and personal attention for you because they believe in you. They want you as a customer. They'll do everything they can to keep you satisfied, including delivering your prescriptions free of charge. See what the personal touch is all about and check them out at the Wellness Park Pharmacy and the Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, locally owned and operated, and they show it. And the news also brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Now that's the premier appliance repairman who will come to your home with 44 years experience and fix your home appliances for only $35 plus parts and labor. It's a great deal all around. And to get him there, one phone call, 523-5911. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Put the number in your cell phone because you never know when you'll need him. In other local news, charges are expected by the Niagara Falls Police Animal Cruelty Investigator and the SPCA Cruelty Investigator. They picked up a year-and-a-half hound dog mix at an apartment complex in the city after they received several complaints that the animal was being kept in deplorable conditions. When they located the dog, according to Senior Cruelty Investigator at the SPCA, John Bondi, the animal appeared to be malnourished, very thin, and in need of medical attention. They took the dog to the SPCA for evaluation by their vet, and while other details concerning the incident were not immediately released, authorities tell Niagara Radio that charges in the case are pending the outcome of that dog's physical evaluation. Well, here's another great example of how well that no-bail catch-and-release policy is working out. A reported frequent shoplifter was arrested by police yesterday after she reportedly left the Dollar Tree on Portage Road with a personal bag full of merchandise that she didn't pay for. Located a short time later was Karen Rodriguez Spina of Beechwood Circle in the town of Niagara. She was known by the store manager and was charged with petty larceny in the case. But this time she didn't get an appearance ticket and was let go, but instead she was held until arraignment on the charge because police say she had two outstanding warrants for the failure to appear in court on other cases that she was released on. The value of the items she allegedly took this time was $43. Vehicle accidents reported today to Niagara Radio include an accident on Main Street in Newfane, where there were injuries reported. Sheriff deputies and volunteers from the Miller Hose Company responded to that one. And around 10 o'clock this morning, an accident on Saunders Settlement Road at Walmore sent deputies and Sanborn volunteers to the scene. Unknown injuries were reported there. Couple of events coming up worth noting. The yearly fundraising event for the NAC, the Niagara Arts and Cultural Center, at 1201 Pine Avenue. The Art of Beer will be held on Friday, May 2nd, from 6 to 9 p.m. That event will feature live music on multiple stages, and of course, food and drink, including offerings from many area restaurants, along with beer, wine, and cider. Tickets are $40 in advance, $45 at the door, and the price is all-inclusive. To get yours, or if you'd like more information, visit the NAC online. And on Thursday, May 1st, it marks another year of breathtaking adventure with this year's maiden voyage of the Maid of the Mist. Those boats have been one of the biggest tourist attractions for nearly 150 years now, and it's probably a better indicator than the groundhog that summer's well on its way. The first ride on the Maid this year departs at 10 a.m. on the 1st. And if you'd like a full schedule and pricing on that attraction, you can check them out at The Maid of the Mist online. Finally, it was raining money yesterday at 4th and Main Street. Well, almost. A guard from a Brinks truck told police that he went to service an ATM at a bank there, and when he opened the machine, a strong gust of wind picked up an undetermined amount of cash and began to blow the money everywhere. The guard said he tried to collect as much cash as he could, but so did a number of other people standing in the area. He said they scooped up what they could and then took off from the scene. The guard said the bank would now have to complete an inventory of that ATM to see just how much money is actually missing. If it happens in your area, large or small, we'll tell you about it here on Niagara Radio, where we feature local news unbiased. We tell you what happened, where, and why, and give you all the information that's available. And a lot of our information comes from the Links of Niagara tip line at 371-0046. It's a line directly to our newsroom that we check all the time, and in any story you want covered or have information on, please let us know. The Links of Niagara News tip line is brought to you by the Links of Niagara and the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard, where you can still sharpen that golf game before you get out onto the green by playing on the same simulators that the pros use. It's really a nice place. Want a virtual look or to book your next tee time? Check them out online at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or by checking us out on Facebook with the same address, niagararadio.net. And on our website, click the local news tab after refreshing your browser, and we feature the whole week's news. It's local news at its best, and it's free, right here on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.